This book is a collective biography of emperors and an anatomy of hereditary imperial monarchy as a type of polity. Empires and imperial monarchies had existed since ancient times, but the last true empires disappeared in the 20th century. In this book, I cover the history of empire across the millennia and throughout most of the world. At the book's heart lies a key tension. To make any sense of so vast a topic requires concepts, comparisons, and generalizations. But this book is less about empires than about the people who ruled them. It is, to some extent, possible to generalize about emperors and divide them into distinct groups and categories. Individual dynasties, for example, had specific traditions. But in the end, monarchs were human beings, and their individual personalities were crucial. One way of approaching this book is to see it as a contribution to the old debate about the roles of impersonal forces and human agency in history. Sometimes, when dining at Trinity College, Cambridge, I was asked about my research by other fellows who were natural scientists. I tried to argue that their research and mine were similar. Often they were experimenting with how materials behaved at extreme temperatures, and I was doing the same to human beings. Being an emperor often strained an individual beyond what the human frame was designed to tolerate. The results could be spectacular. One happy example must suffice. Writing this book in isolation, in my house on a Japanese mountain during the pandemic, I often had recourse to the BBC's international news. For many months before news bulletins, there frequently appeared a clip from the admirable Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, in which she said that she was only the second national leader in history to bear a child when in office. Her intention, to act as a role model for young women, was splendid. But I felt it a shame to ignore the story of Empress Maria Theresa of Austria, reigned 1740 to 1780. When she inherited the throne, aged 23, she had no experience or training in government. Her father, the Holy Roman Emperor Charles VI, considered this inappropriate for a female. So he had appointed her husband, Prince Francis Stephen of Lorraine, to the key imperial council rather than her. Maria Theresa loved Francis Stephen deeply, but after her father's death in 1740, she quickly made it clear that she was the boss. Four enemy armies, Prussian, French, Bavarian, and Saxon, invaded her empire, since a woman's claim to inherit a crown was easily disputed. Courage and strong leadership qualities rescued Maria Theresa and her empire from near catastrophe. She ruled for 40 years, playing the leading role in government and administration, and leaving behind an empire which was not just much more powerful and prosperous than before, but also more humane. During these years, she gave birth to 16 children. What can it have been like to live such a life and work in such an extraordinary role? What qualities did it take to perform this role successfully? These are key themes of this book. Most of what we know about emperors relates to how they did their jobs. Even today, the personalities of top leaders often disappear behind the office they hold and the behavior it imposes on them. An emperor's personality was even more likely to be subsumed in the majesty of his office, for which he had usually been prepared since childhood and which he held until he died. Even in modern times, a monarchy's aura and legitimacy require an element of mystery. In the past, that was even more the case, since the monarch was, in general, both a semi-sacred figure and a supreme political leader. No monarch could safely reveal his innermost thoughts to his subjects. Although there are a few exceptions, in general, the further back one goes in history, the scantier becomes the evidence about the inner man behind the royal mask. Nevertheless, enough evidence does exist to enable me to present a rounded and plausible picture of some emperors. As always, with human beings, their personalities were formed by a combination of inherited genes, upbringing, and the cultural norms of their families, societies, and eras. My task is to place these personalities within the context of the specific challenges, constraints, and opportunities they faced.